Governor Sean Parnell has released a report on last summer's law enforcement sweep of placer mines in the 40-mile area. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, it finds mixed blame for the heavy-handed law enforcement that upset miners.
The Environmental Protection Agency led an armed team of federal agents and a representative from the State Department of Environmental Conservation into the 40-mile mining district August 19th through the 22nd last summer. The effort targeted water quality violations at small-scale placer mines and intimidated their operators, accustomed to a less intrusive regulatory approach. The contracted-for state report on the raids finds no laws were broken by agents, but speaking at a press availability Thursday, Governor Parnell said it also finds the manner of the raids was an unnecessary deviation from past oversight.
This was such a departure from the norm, and it appears to be without foundation.
The report says no criminal charges have so far resulted from the raids. It also finds earlier claims of drug and human trafficking in the 40-mile area were discredited by Alaska State Troopers well prior to the August raids, but a lack of communication resulted in the information not getting back to federal authorities. Parnell acknowledged the state also bears some responsibility for what happened.
I'm also not satisfied with the failure of timely and complete communication between our own personnel in state government. In light of the report, I've issued directives to my commissioners and attorney general to ensure that state involvement in such activity, at least the way it occurred here, that it never happened again.
Parnell attributed some of the problem to federal state staff interactions that left out higher level oversight, emphasizing that the armed raids set up a situation that could have turned violent.
EPA's actions unnecessarily put Alaska mining families at risk, and something tragic could well have occurred, and thankfully it did not.
Governor Parnell said he's asking the chairman of the U.S. House Resources Subcommittee to request EPA documents and staff the agency refused to make available for the state report. He also anticipates a state legislative hearing on what happened. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.